This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
More documents, more questions.
The administration hasn't been transparent.
Search after attack in Ukraine. Yes,
yes. There's someone alive, they shot in unison.
Runway disaster averted.
All right, Dan.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Five additional pages of documents marked classified found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Amid growing calls for transparency, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the documents matter, requesting the visitor log of President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home from his first day as president to now.
The administration hasn't been transparent about what's going on with President Biden's possession of classified documents.
The new revelation came Saturday when White House lawyer Richard Sauber said when he went to the president's Delaware home to turn over a single page marked classified to the Justice Department, five additional pages with classification markings were discovered among the material. Democrats say there are key differences between President Biden's situation and the hundreds of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, which former President Trump resisted turning over for more than a year.
The moment they found out about the documents that day, turned them over. That is a very different posture than what we saw with Donald Trump.
CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The big question now is how transparent is the White House going to be with the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, which is seeking every shred of evidence connected to this situation. They want every White House email, and they want those emails within the next 2 weeks. The White House hasn't said whether it plans to comply.
Overseas, the search for survivors goes on in Dnipro, Ukraine, scene of a weekend attack, one of the deadliest carried out by Russia in the war. CBS's Deborah Pata says at least 30 civilians were killed when a missile hit an apartment building.
Many residents were just waking up when Russia launched two waves of missile strikes. Haunting images of rescuers working night and day to find survivors, pausing now and then to listen for voices beneath the rubble. Like 23-year-old Anastasia Shvets, who was in the bathroom of her seventh-floor apartment when the missile hit, she's already lost her husband on the front line. Now far from the battlefield, her home has been taken too.
In Nepal, the voice and data recorders on a plane that crashed have now been recovered. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports at least 68 people died.
A phone camera caught the plane flying low, then abruptly tilting before it hit the ground. Onlookers rushed to the crash site, while rescuers, including the Nepali military, scoured the wreckage for signs of life. But there were none. Nepal has a deadly air safety history. Nearly 350 people have been killed in crashes since 2000.
Back here at home, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on a near collision on the ground.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
Air traffic controllers at New York's JFK Airport spot a near disaster in the making Friday night. Moments after clearing a Delta 737 bound for the Dominican Republic with 151 people on board for takeoff, an American 777 heading to London taxied across the same runway, just as the Delta flight barreled towards it, picking up speed. Those pilots slammed on the brakes, safely stopping their takeoff about 1,000 feet from the other plane, according to the FAA. Robert Sumwalt is the former chair of the NTSB.
What happened? Why did this happen? Was there a distraction in the cockpit of the American flight? Was there a misunderstanding as to the aircraft control clearance?
Forecasters expect more stormy weather as the week unfolds in California and other parts of the West. In Seal Beach, south of L.A., Jake Gordon says it's been bad.
I was pretty surprised. I've seen it flood on the south side of the pier a few times, but not like that. There's so much water.
There's been more snow in the mountains.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Italy's number one fugitive, a mob boss on the run for a long time, is now in custody.
Italy's most wanted mafia boss, Matteo Messina Denaro, was arrested this morning at a private clinic in Palermo, Sicily. He had been on the run for 3 decades. He was sentenced in absentia to life in prison for his role in the 1992 murders of 2 anti-mafia prosecutors and for his role in bomb attacks in Florence, Rome and Milan. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni hailed the arrest as a great victory for the state that shows it never gives up in the face of the mafia. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
University of Alabama basketball player Darius Miles and another man have been charged with murder after a fatal shooting near campus. Tuscaloosa Police Captain Jack Kennedy says a 23-year-old woman was killed after an exchange of gunfire between people in 2 cars.
It appears that the only motive to this was a minor altercation that these individuals had with the victim as they were out on the strip.
CBS's Monica Ricks has a story that's rocked another college campus.
The University of Georgia made several posts on social media announcing offensive lineman Devin Willock and recruiting staff member Chandler LaCroix were killed in a car wreck. It happened just hours after the Bulldogs celebrated their second straight national championship with a parade and ceremony at Sanford Stadium. Police say their car hit 2 power poles and several trees after running off the road early Sunday.
Wild card Sunday in the NFL, the games were tight. Baltimore was at the Cincinnati 2-yard line looking to break a fourth quarter tie.
Reaches, throws, that ball's out, that's live! Back the other way, Sam Hubbard! The Cincinnati kid! Hubbard's got a convoy! Chased by Andrews! At the 30, the 20, he will score!
A 98-yard fumble return for a touchdown on NBC secures a 24-17 win for the Bengals. The Giants went into Minnesota and prevailed on Fox.
Barkley muscling forward. Barkley, what an effort, and he is in! Touchdown, New York!
Saquon Barkley broke a tie with a TD, and New York hung on to win 31-24. Buffalo needed some late heroics on CBS.
On first and 10 for the end zone. Oh, it's Gabe Davis! Did he get the feet down? Yes, he did!
To put away pesky division rival Miami, 34-31.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The Critics' Choice Awards last night in L.A.
Brendan Fraser brought the teary crowd to its feet when he won Best Actor for his portrayal of a 600-pound man trying to restore his relationship with his teenage daughter.
I want you to know that if you too can have the strength to just get to your feet and go to the light, good things will happen.
Frasier beat out Elvis star Austin Butler, who won a Golden Globe last week, as well as Tom Cruise and Colin Farrell. The most awarded movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Better Call Saul won Best TV Drama Series. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
No word of any winner coming forward just yet to claim the $1.35 billion Mega Millions lottery prize. One winning ticket was sold in Lebanon, Maine. Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth just under $500 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.